This series of posts in Lenswork Daily are intended to talk about images. And I generally try to be complimentary and positive and point out the things about an image that I think work successfully or the aspects of an image that are worthy of note, something we can learn from. It's a rare thing for me to be critical of an image, so I don't want this comment to be considered too critical. I do like the image. However, I find that it's not the most fascinating photograph we've ever published. It's a little bit centered in terms of its composition. It's a little bit out of balance in terms of its leading lines pushing so hard to the left of the photograph. Nonetheless, it works because it contributes something to the overall project. Having said that, there are a number of things, however, that I think are done extremely well in this photograph, not the least of which is the delicate exposure and printing of this paper is handled beautifully. It's far too easy to expose a paper note like this and have the paper seem absolutely white and lifeless and textureless, because paper, to us, to our eye, does feel white and lifeless and somewhat textureless. This is crumpled paper, this is old paper, this is yellow papered, and we see all of that in the photograph. He didn't overexpose this, as is so easy to do. He didn't increase the contrast to an exceeding range, making the paper go white, which is so easy to do. Instead, what we see is paper that looks like old paper, and that's beautifully done. The other side of the tonal spectrum is equally well done. It's one thing to control the white highlights and contrast, and that's pretty easy to do if we're willing to sacrifice the shadow details, etc. But in this image, he accomplishes both. The shadow details are beautifully handled. I like the fact that we can still see texture and wood grain, even in the dark shadows of these spools. From that point of view, it's a very accomplished photograph. I love the fact that it feels old, it feels dimly lit, but yet visible. It feels like there's a directional light coming from out of the frame, somewhere on the left side of where we are standing. It's handled technically beautifully. And even if the composition isn't exciting or powerfully dynamic, the fact that it's handled technically so well does make it worthy of including in the project for the other contributions it makes relative to the presence of human beings that I talked about in the written part of this commentary.